WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Illinois has long been an oasis for people who are seeking abortions as neighboring states have restricted access. Now the state could become even more significant for patients across the nation if the U.S. Supreme Court finalizes a draft decision that was recently leaked. That ruling would leave abortion access up to individual states, potentially prompting more patients to seek out Illinois. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch is here to catch us up on the issue. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us first, what is the law in Illinois when it comes to abortion access?
Well, abortion is legal here. And even if Roe versus Wade is overturned, in 2019, the state legislature passed a bill that Governor Pritzker signed into law that effectively protects abortion access no matter what. It's the law.
And are there any restrictions when it comes to patients seeking an abortion in Illinois?
Right. Well, so there are some restrictions. I mean, the law in Illinois bans abortions when a fetus is viable. So when it can live outside the uterus, and a doctor determines when that viability is. So if it's a healthy pregnancy, it's usually around 24 to 28 weeks. But that also means that you can't get an abortion in the last 12 to 16 weeks of your pregnancy. Now, there are some exceptions to the ban to preserve the life and health of a pregnant person. And there are, you know, Illinois also recently struck down what many people saw as a restriction, basically this requirement that doctors notify the parents of a minor seeking an abortion. And that's supposed to be repealed on June 1st.
Kristen, why does Illinois law supersede what the draft opinion from the Supreme Court foreshadows?
Because the draft opinion allows individual states to decide restrictions around abortions and abortion access.
Well, how vulnerable then is Illinois' abortion protections to legal challenges?
I mean, you could see, you know, a bunch of lawsuits, perhaps. But experts I talk to say it's not vulnerable in the courts because abortion protections are not part of the state constitution. It's a law that was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. So it's vulnerable in the sense that if there's a governor and state lawmakers that don't support it, it could be repealed and there could be a new law put in place. Also, it could be threatened if there's federal legislation banning abortions, and that could supersede state law. Now, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, he released a statement, and he's tasked with defending state laws in court. And he said that he's proud Illinois will remain, quote, a reproductive healthcare oasis.
We've been following so much reaction today from Democrats, Republicans, all kinds of reaction. But what's next? What are you and others watching out for?
Well, there's a lot of things I'm watching out for. I'm watching out for to see if there's mass protests for or against this draft ruling, if there are going to be more patients flocking to Illinois, you know, who are seeking an abortion, if there's going to be more protections and resources for people traveling to Illinois from states that may ban abortion or make it harder to get one. Also, these potential lawsuits, even if they're frivolous. And also, if there's a chilling effect on doctors and nurses who work in abortion clinics here. I'm also looking to see if there's an increase in volunteers for people who oppose abortion. So there's a lot to look out for.
Thanks for watching this for us today. That's WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch, who covers public health for us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This is WBEZ.